Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I've got from the Rider-Waite deck the Temperance card. The Temperance card is it's like a soft message, but it's quite direct at the same time. It asks you to have clear guidance between your higher self, but also deep-rooted in reality. So don't spend too much time in the cosmos or in spirituality, but also at the same time, don't be too deeply stuck and rooted and grounded in your own ways. Try to find a balance between the two. So a lot of us have a tendency to be too spiritual about things, and with that we often leave our heads floating in the clouds, and with that we often miss our journey on actual earth and what happens in reality. So the Temperance card doesn't ask you to spend every waking moment of your life in deep meditation. It also doesn't want you to become absorbed in in your own personal life. So it's a kind of like a contradiction. So don't spend too much time in your life, like in yourself, but also don't spend too much time outside of yourself. The energy of this card, Temperance asks you to strike a balance between both, you know, the spiritual plane and the earthly plane. She's got like one foot in the water, she's just got one foot on the earth, which is, you know, dealing with emotions. She's also got these two cups and she's pouring from one to another, going from one cycle to another. So it's trying to strike a balance between the two. The quest for spiritual truth can be really quite consuming at times, because you can always be like, universe, why? And universe, can I have? And, you know, but then you've got to realize that here on earth you have to sort of put in that kind of effort. This is associated with like the truth seeking Sagittarius sign. And the energy of Sagittarius doesn't like, you know, like fluffiness, and it calls you to not get into the heart of every single matter. With that, it's kind of saying to you, you need to sort of strike a balance between what is and what isn't. So where you have the Cancer moon currently still going on, and the water and elements is saying, look, all these emotions and all these kind of blah, 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 blah things that are happening to you, you kind of need to sort of also at the same time don't forget that you actually do have a life here that you do live on a day-to-day basis. So don't get too caught up in your emotions, don't get too caught up in the stubbornness, don't get too caught up in the femininity of your life, the femininity of your side. Don't get too caught up in over-creating things. There's no problem with being creative, but you need to find a balance where you need to stop being creative. For example, if you're drawing a picture, right, and then you keep drawing over it and drawing and drawing and drawing, the same, you know, it's not the same thing over and over again. It's you keep drawing, so you're trying to reach perfection. So stop over-analyzing and stop overdoing certain things. So that's basically where this card is going, because the Cancer moon will soon be fading out, right? And what you need to do is don't attach yourself to everything that you have going on with yourself at the moment, emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Try to reassess where you are here on earth. That makes sense. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with another card.